1-800-387.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is a Monday evening, a happy one to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or something personal. Anything goes. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time live. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour is still Free Talk Live, but it's the Free Talk Live time war. Meaning we're not live for that particular hour. But the days on the time warp are numbered. Man, which by the end of this month, I predict we will be 3 hours a night live Monday through Friday. Of course, we also have our two-hour show on Saturday.
Shocking. That's just like a real talk show.
Like a real honest talk show. Yeah, you're right. And also, it's 3 hours from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Saturday nights, we do have a special live show then from 8 to 10 o'clock. However, this week, things are a little bit different. You know, it's the whole Christmassy season thing, and I guess our board operators aren't allowed to come to work or something like that, so we can't our show. Because you know we would if we could.
Jingle bells and all that stuff.
Right, so we're going to be taking Friday and Saturday off this week, because Friday's Christmas Eve and Saturday is Christmas Day.
Because I know you wouldn't take off if you had your
drink. If I had the option, no, I'd be here doing the show. I mean, you know it. We've done
I
dragged your ass
cut into my, you've cut into my holidays for years, my friend.
So now you get to take it easy for a week.
There you go.
So we're going to be stopping the live show as of Thursday night, and then we'll be back on live throughout the next week, and then the following Saturday we're also not live. So I guess that's New Year's Eve, I think?
New Year's Eve.
So we're no longer live. We're not live then, so you'll figure it out. Anyway, this is your show, 1-800-259-9231. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your emails live on the air. In the event that you don't want to call in and take control of the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, then we have to bring stuff up. So I stumbled across something literally right before the show that I thought was pretty amazing.
What is that?
Well, a new poll has been taken of the average American, I guess.
Well, you know how uncomfortable it can be getting polled if you're the average American.
Turns out the average American, well, 44% of them, almost half, they believe that the United States government should restrict the civil liberties of Muslim Americans.
Didn't we learn this with the Japanese?
Is that what they were saying back in World War II? Well,
clearly, they put them in concentration camps.
I wonder if that's what they mean. We'll get into the details here, but I wonder if that's how they mean restrict. Like, what does that mean, restrict? Put them in concentration camps? Give them a national ID card? Oh, wait, we all get to have a national ID card now.
I think they should pay attention to Arab Americans that are traveling on planes, that kind of thing.
Well, why should they pay more attention to Arab Americans than anyone else?
Well, because
Didn't Timothy McVeigh bomb the Oklahoma City building?
Absolutely did.
Wasn't he a white boy?
He absolutely
Wasn't he in the military?
Sure he was. Well, but the point is that Muslims are blowing things up these days. So, keep an eye on the Muslims.
Allegedly, Muslims are blowing things up. I mean, if you believe the government story in regards to 9/11, I'm not saying that it was anyone else besides them, but I'm saying I don't believe the government story necessarily. Just because George Bush and his cronies tell me it was Muhammad Atta and all his buddies doesn't mean that that's necessarily true, does it?
It doesn't mean it's true.
It's a nice story.
I choose to believe it.
It's a nice, easy-to-believe story, and it's amazing to me how quickly they came out with the suspect list on 9/11. But if you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. The survey was conducted by Cornell University. It also found that Republicans and people who described themselves as highly religious were more apt to support curtailing Muslim civil liberties than Democrats or people who are less religious, although they haven't given the numbers yet. Researchers also found that respondents who paid more attention to television news were more likely to fear terrorist attacks and support limiting the rights of Muslim Americans.
Is that because they watch the news, or do they fear terrorist attacks because they watch the news, or do they watch the news because they fear terrorist attacks?
That's a good point.
It's a chicken and egg thing.
It's sad news, according to the Muslim American Society. It's disturbing news, but it's not unpredictable. The nation's at war. Even if not a traditional one, we just have to remain vigilant and continue to interface, whatever that means. The survey found 44% favored at least some restrictions on the civil liberties of Muslim Americans. 48% said liberty should not be restricted in any way, and I guess the remainder didn't know. The survey showed that 27% of respondents supported requiring all Muslim Americans to register where they lived with the federal government.
Now, is a Muslim American a citizen? Because I'm not so concerned with the citizens.
Yeah, these are anybody who has a Indian heritage, the brown folk, if you will.
I'm not really that concerned with the people that have gone through all the trouble it takes to be a citizen. I mean, it's not easy.
Well, I mean, who else is going to show up to register? Like, these 27% want them to just all go ahead and turn out and register with the federal government. Obviously, the legitimate citizens are going to show up and register. Anybody who's in here surreptitiously, anybody who snuck into the country, are they going to all of a sudden be knocking on the federal government's door to get into this program? I don't think so.
No, it doesn't make much sense.
27% want that. 22% favored racial profiling. You just favored that a moment ago.
I do favor racial profiling.
Racial profiling to identify potential terrorist threats. And 29% thought undercover agents should infiltrate Muslim civic and volunteer organizations to keep tabs on their activities and fundraising. How about that one? You like that one?
Well, let's see. We want to keep tabs on their activities and fundraising.
They might be funneling their, channeling their funds to terrorist organizations or something like that.
Well, I think that the chances are good that the FBI has moles in those groups anyway.
They probably already are doing something like that. But nonetheless, 29% thinking undercover agents, 22% with a racial profiling thing. So, what do you mean by that? Like, if somebody's... When I went on an airplane trip, there was a guy who had a turban on. And I just felt so sorry for that man because I just knew that everybody was...
He's not even a Muslim.
Well, whatever. I just knew that everybody was looking at him and wondering about him. And he was dressed very nicely, had some gold rings on and that sort of thing. He was obviously somewhat affluent, somewhat wealthy. And I feel like people are probably just because of the way Americans are and just being distrustful of brown folk, they're probably going to be keeping an eye on them anyway. So, and like you said before, nobody's really going to take over any airplanes anymore in this country.
They aren't going to take over any airplanes, that's for certain. Well,
so what are you suggesting when it comes to racial profiling?
I guess what I'm suggesting
is
this.
Are we going to have roadblocks where only Muslims are stopped and searched?
I wouldn't go that far, no. I mean, you just keep an eye on them.
What does that mean, keep an eye on them? Check in from time to time with a list of addresses?
Well, they're on airplanes. I don't,
only on airplanes.
Basically on airplanes.
But you just told me that nobody's ever going to hijack an airplane
in
this country. So why bother keeping an eye on them?
As long as our country continues to do the we're the world's police officer kind of thing, and, you know, gallivant across the globe, we're going to continue to make enemies. The most likely place that we're going to make enemies is the Middle East. So keep an eye on Middle Easterners. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But, of course, you're with me in saying we need to pull our military out from all those countries.
I don't agree that we should be in all those countries. But I am realistic in realizing the price of my gasoline is going to go up. And the price of manufacturing in other goods that we get manufactured in other countries, that's going to go up.
Wait, what? If we pull out the military?
Yes. Especially from gasoline. Do you know what Europe pays per gallon?
There's a lot of taxes involved in that.
It's not just taxes, my friend. It's what they pay for the for a barrel of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they pay more is because they don't have the thumbscrews to the Middle Easterners.
Did you know that the Middle East only provides like 7 to 11% of the world's crude?
I thought it was 27.
No. No, there's Venezuelan oil. There's oil from all different parts of the world. You've been snookered if you believe that we're all dependent on the Middle East. We could slash the Middle East out completely if we wanted to and get plenty of oil from the rest of the world. And there's different countries that it's coming from, so there's competition involved.
It doesn't change the fact that there's the majority of OPEC is Middle Eastern, not all of it. So when we control the Middle East, you control the majority of OPEC. And that
but we don't control the Middle East. I mean, that's an illusion. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Go ask any of the soldiers in Fallujah if they feel like they're in control. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love it. Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, the show that you can literally take control of and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal. We are here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about the study done by Cornell University that found that 44% of Americans favor some restrictions of the civil liberties of Muslim Americans. Now, I don't know what that means, some restrictions. I'm I'm not sure how far that goes, but a significant percentage of Americans are willing to go pretty far. 22% favor racial profiling to identify potential terrorist threats. 27% support requiring all Muslim Americans to register where they lived with the federal government, which is just total nuts, totally insane, because it's not going to do anything. As we made the point last segment, that nobody who's doing anything bad is going to just walk up and give the feds their home address. I mean, it's just so silly. And you made the point that during World War II, most Americans favored locking Japanese up in concentration camps. And it actually happened in this country, didn't it?
I don't know as they favored it or not, but one would think that they probably bowed to those demands. It seems odd that they didn't lock up German Americans.
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe it was just easier to tell because of the slant eyes. Maybe they just kind of rounded up anybody and accidentally got some Chinese Americans in as well.
I think that it was just that Germans were white.
Well, that's what I mean. The actual racial physical differences. The Germans are not easily identifiable.
I think that they identify with the Germans better. You know, they're white people.
Oh, I see. You mean the government at the time just made the decision to not do it because they were white boys.
Right.
You know, it's really disgusting to me, this survey. This is supposed to be America. Of course, it's been perverted for a long, long time, but it's just every time statistics like this are brought out, it makes me so sad and almost embarrassed to live in this country. Because I love America, and I love the freedoms that it stands for, and I love the idea of the concept that it was originally built on, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and all that good stuff. But now we're talking about restricting people's civil liberties because they're of a certain ethnic group. I think that's a real problem, and I'm saddened that you support racial profiling.
Wouldn't you say that if a terrorist attack happens in the United States in the next couple of years, that it's likely to be committed by somebody who's a Muslim? Not a Muslim American, by the way. A Muslim. Or somebody of Arabic descent.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Wouldn't you say that it's the likelihood exists that if there is a terrorist attack in the next couple of years, that it will be committed by somebody who happens to be an Arab?
Yeah. Okay, maybe. So what?
Maybe.
So what? Does that mean we should
give me a percentage chance?
I don't know if the last terrorist attack was committed by Arabs. I know that's what I was told by the government. And we also know the government has locked up plenty
of
people on death row.
Lots of governments agree. I mean, there's not a government out there that's claiming otherwise.
Well, they're all governments, so why do I even care what they say? They're dishonest by nature. Why do you believe them when it comes to this one issue, but you don't believe them on pretty much anything else they say? No new taxes, right? Sure. Sure.
I think that they believe, I think that George Herbert Walker Bush believed no new taxes when he said no new taxes.
Uh-huh.
And then when he signed in the new taxes, he believed that that was the best thing to do.
Well, it's called lack of principle. That's all that is.
It's definitely a lack of principle.
And it's being dishonest. And they're frequently dishonest. I mean, the old axiom is, how do you tell if a, or the old joke, I guess, is how do you tell if a politician is lying if his lips are moving? What makes you think they're telling the truth all of a sudden about terrorism?
I don't think that they would spread that kind of wide, crazy lie.
Well, they've got to point the finger at somebody, right? Again, I'm not saying that we've had plenty of calls on the show with conspiracy theories about 9/11. I'm not saying I buy into those, but I am saying that I don't believe everything the government tells me. So it's awful convenient that it happened to be Arab Americans that attacked us. Whether it was or not, I can't say that you know. How can you say you know for sure?
I don't know for sure. I know what the government and the news
okay,
news
so
media
I would say
and every other government. I mean,
then I'll agree with this. I'll agree with this to, as far as your question goes. If there is another terrorist attack, or more like when there's another terrorist attack, because we're continuing to meddle in the Middle East, so no doubt there will be one somewhere. If and when there is another terrorist attack, I would say odds are the government will poke fingers at Muslim Americans.
I knew you were going to say that. If the government didn't blow up, I mean, these are questions you have to answer for yourself. If the government, or if Muslims didn't blow up the 9/11 towers, who did?
I have no idea what the answer to that question is. But what's it matter anyway?
It can't be the government. They can't do anything right.
No, I agree with you. The government can't do anything right, although they are good at killing things and blowing things up. I mean, they can execute that pretty well. They've killed several thousand innocent people in Iraq so far, and they've blown up plenty of buildings there. Sometimes they blow up the wrong buildings, but
I just
that
don't
is
think
something
they can
keep
do.
A secret
of that magnitude.
They can destroy. No, I don't. I that's why I agree with you. I don't think that that's necessarily the case, but I don't necessarily believe their story either. So you see how I'm kind of caught in the middle here?
I see.
If you've got an opinion, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Skyler in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know, Manwich was asking for a percentage of, you know, what's the probability of the bomber or attacker or whatever being Arab in the future. And let me just ask the question, was Timothy McVeigh, was he Arab? Or what about Ted Kaczynski? Was he Arab? No. So,
no. Well, but the speculation...
I guess that percentage would be like, what, 50-50? or no, 33%.
The speculate. Well, if you use just those three...
Yeah, if I use those three...
But if you take...
History.
If you take Ted Kaczynski's individual ones, then you can run that percentage way down to like 2%. So the point is also that many people believe that the third bomber in the Oklahoma city bombings was Muslim. You know, that was...
Sure, many conspiracy theorists believe it, and there's actually some evidence that points to that. And there's some evidence that points to the government covering some stuff up there. Why did the FBI go around and confiscate all the videotapes and never release them?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But
they did.
Okay, which Arabs are we going to... We're just going to, you know, every single Arab. It doesn't really matter. If they're Indian, they kind of look Arab. Mexican, they kind of look Arab. It doesn't really matter. I mean,
I'm only talking about racial profilings. I'm just talking about profiling.
I know what you're talking about.
Cops profile all the time.
Likely
person to commit a crime.
Well, if what you're talking about is racial profiling, the result of racial profiling is harassment. Because if we're talking about racially profiling somebody at an airport, you're talking about picking out all of the dark-skinned people and putting them through searches. That's unreasonable search and seizure, as far as I'm concerned.
Here's Manwich, what makes you a racist, awful person. Because, and I'll just, you know, because we are the United States of America. Racial profiling shouldn't happen here. You're lucky we're at war with an Arab country where you can racial profile. What if we're at war with Canada or England or France or Germany? Are you going to racial profile then? How are you going to do it? You're going to base it on their accent?
A?
A?
Because absolutely. If we were at war with Canada, I would say keep an eye on Canadians.
Oh, come on, no. I'm not a Canuck.
You're just a guy with a
terrible, terrible,
so bad.
It's not fair because what you're doing is you are promoting racism.
I'm not talking about fair. I'm talking about keeping buildings from getting blown up.
This is not going to keep...
That guy who told you about fair, he was lying.
This is not going to keep buildings from blowing up. Skyler, if you've got more,
like
hold on.
Security.
If you've got more, hold on. 1-800-259-9231. This is not going to do anything. You can racially profile every person beyond a certain tinge of color in their skin, and it will result in no security. You should know that by now, that government security doesn't do anything for keeping us safe. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. So take control.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Saluting the men and women of the armed forces. Of course, they wouldn't be all they could be without their mean machines. So when I come back, I'll tell you about the newest wheeled weapon in the art of war.
This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan, free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Human and machine, the most effective dynamic duo since the Cro-Magnon tossed a spear. But in today's war against terror, more sophisticated machines are emerging, like the concept HMMWV, or High Mobility Multipurpose Wheeled Vehicle. This machine, designed to stay out of the repair bay and in the battlefield, features interchangeable parts, rolling chassis, and a system that reduces engine changes from a whopping 10 hours to a battle-ready 20 minutes. Ergonomically, microclimate cooling and increased legroom assist our modern warriors in wielding this weapon. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, toll free. You can get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be political or personal, whatever's on your mind goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. I think we still have Skyler on the line from Sarasota. Skyler, are you there?
Here.
All right. Now, we're talking about terrorism, the survey out that came from Cornell University that found that 44% of Americans favor restrictions on the civil liberties of Muslim Americans. As far as I'm concerned, that 44%, you don't qualify as Americans. You qualify as fascist pigs, in my opinion.
I'm going to have to agree. And, you know, like, with the whole thing with profiling people, it's just like airport security. You are troubling a majority of people and not getting a damn thing done. Because if racial profiling was successful, say racial profiling actually worked and did a damn thing.
Don't so you think
terrorists would use white people to do their bombs? Because there's plenty of people, plenty of people willing to do it.
That's a good point.
I don't know how many. I think you'd have some trouble trying to recruit white people.
Are you kidding me?
I think you'd have some trouble.
There are people who...
I'm not saying that there's not. I'm just saying that you would find, you would ask somebody, hey, want to blow up this building with me? And they'd say, no.
Well,
and then they report your ass to the law.
No.
I didn't say they'd hire Americans. I said they'd hire white people.
Dude, they wouldn't exactly be on the street asking random people. They'd be within the circles that they already are running, and there's probably white people in those circles already who could carry out these tasks.
So what about the shoe bomber? What was his name? Skyler?
I don't remember his name.
Wasn't he a Frenchman or something?
No, he was Arabic.
Okay.
I mean, I think he was from France or something like that, but there's lots of Arabs in France. They racially profiled him and got him before the shoe went off.
Well, I don't know
now,
what the
passengers
details,
did.
I don't know what the details are. And again, there you go. The passengers took care of it. So when the government dropped the ball, the passengers picked it up.
I'm just saying, keep an eye. We're at war in an Arab country, keep an eye on Arab people.
It's one thing to say, keep an. Are you addressing that to the government, or are you addressing it to people in general? Because if it's just people in general, hey, keep an eye open. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with being aware of your surroundings and being aware of who's in your surroundings.
With our current security situation, the way things are right now, people do not feel free to report things. They expect the government to take care of their security. So therefore, I mean, they're disempowered in that respect.
What do you mean?
Let me ask. So basically, your statement to Muslim people is, you know, the way you feel is you just tell them, it's all right. We're going to be taking away some of your civil liberties, and we're going to be encouraging people. We're going to take a governmental position to encourage people to racially profile you. Your civil liberties are being taken away, but it's in the name of security, so it's all right.
I think that that's I think it's the smart thing to do. And
it sounds like
wait,
a racist
thing. What's the show called? What am I listening to?
Now listen here for a second. My friends, I have a friend named Ali El-Hajj, and I've gone on a couple of airplane rides with him.
Right.
Every single time they make him take off his shoes and they do the whole deal with him.
Right.
And he takes it just fine. Because he understands that's what has to be done.
Well, no, that's not what has to be done. What has to be done is we need to pull our military out of the countries from around the world.
I agree with that, but we're not pulling our militaries out of the country.
We need to get the government out of the security business, and we need to turn it back over to the private airlines. Skyler, do you have any more comments for us?
No, that's it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Moving on to 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jacob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Jacob.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about a couple of things. You're talking about if we want to do this to the Muslims, everybody that agrees that's a fascist. I disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with you.
You're a racist. How about that?
What is a racist to you?
You're somebody who is biased against one particular group of people for some crazy reason.
Name one thing that's come out of this so-called Muslim religion that's even benefited anybody.
They have a religion. It's their prerogative and their right to have their own religion in this country. What has come out of the Christian religion that's benefited anybody?
Your point's taken. I agree 100%.
Okay, well, all religions in this country have the right to be here and to worship as long as they're not hurting anybody else, and most Muslims don't hurt anybody else. It's a very small amount of people who are involved in the terrorist attacks, again, if you believe that the government story.
I disagree with you. Let's look at what we did to the Japanese and the Germans. We put them in concentration camps here.
Were there Germans in the concentration camps, or was it just
in
the
United States? Yes.
No,
yes.
No, there wasn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just Japanese. Go ahead.
Okay. So Japanese in the concentration camps. Was that a good idea, Jacob?
Was it a good idea? Yes, it was.
Are you a member of the Nazi Party?
The American government has apologized to the Japanese, just to make that clear.
I mean, why don't we do what we did to Hiroshima and drop a bomb over there and solve everything? We're not going to win the war over there. It's ridiculous to be over there.
If we're not going to win the war, we could just get out. Would you agree with?
If we're going to do that, why don't we close the borders of Mexico?
Come on, please. Do you really think that's possible?
Do you really think terrorism's not coming through there and through Canada?
No, and you know what? If we weren't busy in other people's countries killing people, killing innocent civilians, then we wouldn't really have a terrorist problem in the first place.
How about the innocent civilians that died at the buildings that blew up?
Well, the point could be made, right, that the those people wouldn't have died if we weren't meddling over in the Middle East.
You really believe that?
Absolutely. Well, think about it for a second. Why did Osama bin Laden attack the United States? Because he doesn't like Hollywood? Because he doesn't like girls taking your shirts off in movies? I don't think that's what it is. I think he doesn't like the American government going over to the Middle East and messing with Middle East problems.
And that's what he said.
Okay, well, why does America fund so much money to Israel, and why is no one saying anything about the wall that they're putting up between Palestine and Israel?
I don't know a damn thing about, personally, I don't know anything about what goes on in the Middle East, and it's none of our business. We shouldn't be funding anybody, whether it be Israel or Palestine or Iraq. We need to keep our money here in this country. In fact, we don't even need to be taking it from our people in the first place. We need to abolish all taxes.
And if I was Israel and a bunch of people were coming across my border and blowing things up, I'd build a wall, too.
You'd build a wall. That's the same thing the Nazis did, isn't it?
Do you want a wall between here and Mexico?
You're suppressing.
You just said the same damn thing, man. You want a wall between here and Mexico.
You said I was part of the Nazi Party. I'll go with it.
No, that's Ian. He's supposed to introduce the two of us. One's Ian, one's Manwich.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, he said I was part of the Nazi Party, so I'll just roll with that. It's ridiculous that you would even say that there's nothing needs to be done to these so-called Muslims that are here in the States now.
What do you think we should do, Jacob?
I think we should round them up.
You gotta be kidding me!
I'm not.
And do what with them?
Put them in Guantanamo.
We should hold them. We should send them somewhere. Send them to Islam if they want to go over there. Send them there.
Well, you know that.
Send them all there.
Why would
Jacob,
they
once
go
we
over
start
there?
Rounding folks up and putting and without like breaking laws, then your civil liberties are at stake too. You know,
my civil liberties are already at stake with the Patriot Act. Yours are too.
I agree. Oh, absolutely. I'm 100% with you on that, man.
We're all screwed.
So why not just keep screwing everybody, right, Jacob?
No,
screw the brown man, huh?
Screw the brown man? The white man's getting screwed, too. Everybody gets screwed.
So, okay, but you're not going to be as screwed because you won't be in the concentration camps. Now, I want to ask you this. What's the qualification? What qualifications do you have to meet to go into a concentration camp?
If you're claiming the Muslim religion, so-called religion,
mm-hmm.
time to go.
Huh?
There's nothing good that's ever came out of it. Nothing.
That's your opinion, and I'm sure the Muslims would disagree with you. I personally don't think anything ever good comes from any religion personally, but that's my opinion as well, and I'm entitled to it. Again, my question is, what's the qualification? Just being a Muslim?
Yes.
Okay, how are you going to figure it out? How are you going to figure out who are the Muslims and who are not?
You can tell who's a Muslim, who's not. They mostly have facial hair. They wear their little, I forget what their hats are called.
I have facial hair.
I forget what they're called, their hats that they wear. You can go to the mosque, okay? Hmm. You can close down every mosque.
Yeah. All right, you know what? I want to know exactly what your qualifications are. So hold on, Jacob, hold on. And Glenn, we're going to get to you as well, so hang on. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, talking about apparently rounding people up and putting them into concentration camps. That's a wonderful American idea, isn't it? We're going to come back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can actually change the topic if you want to, if you're bored to tears by this. Personally, I think this is fascinating. 44% of Americans in a Cornell University poll have decided that they think that we should, well, curtail the civil liberties of all Muslim Americans. That's a real pro-freedom position, I think. Actually, no, I don't think that at all. But, man, which apparently you're on the side of these bigots.
I didn't say all that. All I said is that we should keep an eye on immigrant Muslims.
Right. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's go to Jacob in Georgia. Jacob, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Jacob, you, a few moments ago, advocated that we round them up. You said round all the Muslim Americans up, and I was asking you what the qualifications were. What is it that I have to, you know, do I have to look like something? You said I have to be a Muslim American. That's the only qualification to get rounded up and put in a concentration camp? Is that right, Jacob? Jacob there? Jacob?
Calling
once,
Jacob.
Going twice. Let's go to Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys? That last call was classic. I think what we have here is the Pavlovian conditioning of Americans. They ring the bell, and the American people rush after the enemy. The biggest two questions I would ask you guys are, look, during the war for the expansion in the West, everybody knows from the movies the only good engine is a dead engine. Look at these people now. Are these the rabid animals that they were portrayed to be?
No.
Okay. Now, conversely, let's look at something. Everybody jump on the Internet and look for something called Black Tom, New Jersey.
What's
that? It is Black Tom, B-L-A-C-K space T-O-M, New Jersey.
Okay.
During World War One, the Germans committed 200 acts of sabotage in the United States from the years of 1914 to 1917.
Really? Yes, I remember this. I read about this in school.
How many Japanese sabotage incidents happened prior to World War II?
That's a good question.
You know what the problem is?
What's the answer to that question?
Do you know? You have to look at who's ringing the bell, my friends. If you want to remove the prime antagonist to all of these problems, who do you remove? The Muslims? The Japanese? The Germans? No, you remove the tyranny.
I agree with that.
That's the root of the problem.
I'm with you,
thank
too.
You.
But I just think that while we're going to be imperialist, it seems silly. We are imperialist, right? Is anybody disagreeing with me here?
No.
Are we an imperialist country?
But I won't support.
Are we a Hamedjan?
But I will not support that imperialism in any way, shape, or form.
Where you start is dismantling the imperialism.
Exactly. Stop the guy ringing the bell because.
But supporting
I'm
your
with
policy,
this guy then. This but, guy, I agree with him.
I agree with him too. But you're saying that we stop the imperialists.
I'm saying that while we're imperialists,
now, look,
we
guys,
have to.
Guys, look. Who was it that said anybody who sacrifices freedom for security?
Benjamin Franklin.
Nothing. Whose freedom are we taking away? It might not be yours.
All of ours.
Exactly.
Because actually it wasn't Pastor Martin Niemöller who was famous for the quote during World War II.
They came for the Jews, they came for the gypsies, and by the time they came for us, there was nobody left.
That's right. You've got to stand up for the other people in this nation, the people who are being picked on. In this case, it's the Muslims. It's my job as an American, a freedom-loving American, to stand up for them.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what I think of their religion, and I don't think anything of it. It's just another religion, as far as I'm concerned.
If
have
I was
a great
being...
night, guys.
Thanks
Thank
for the call,
you.
Glenn. We certainly appreciate it.
If I was being profiled for some reason, and I understood why that was,
mm-hmm.
I would just accept the profiling. Like I would.
You wouldn't protest it.
No, it would be silly.
Well, because then you'd get more attention drawn to you if you did that.
I'd just conduct myself in my normal, everyday activities.
You're just like every other American sheep, then, going through the security at the airports. They don't protest either.
I'm just trying to make a living, man.
They just let it. Well, if you keep letting the security clamp down onto you, your living is going to be even more and more difficult to make. I mean, luckily, you don't have to travel around the country in order to make a living, but there are certain people that do. People that deliver packages for UPS.
Choose to.
People that have big business and they have to fly around from place to place. Well, those people are going to be hindered by these new rules. They're going to be hindered by, I know we just passed this intelligence bill last week, that's basically going to probably lead us to ground checkpoints where everybody traveling is going to be pulled over and searched, and that's going to take away time, and that means it's going to take away money. The economy is going to get damaged as a result of it, and then you won't be able to live quite as wealthy of a lifestyle anymore, Manwich, because your overnight packages will take 3 nights because they'll be searched by dogs at every point before they get to their destination. I mean, is this really what you want? Because if you just keep your mouth shut and you just allow the searches to happen, that's where we're going. You're helping the situation by not saying anything. And you're on this show and you're still taking that position. And that's sickening to me, personally.
All I'm saying is that while we're an imperialist country, and we are, and while we're a target of terrorists, and we are, that we should keep an eye out for people that are likely to be terrorists.
It's one thing to say we should be keep an eye out, meaning everybody. That's one thing to say, but to say the government should be doing this and this and this and this is a whole other situation.
I think everybody who's concerned with security should be doing that.
So you're advocating more government control, then? You're advocating more government
security?
I'm
not saying that. All I'm saying is watching. I'm not talking about more checkpoints, more shaking down
the
people.
But that's just it. If you accept point A of security, where it's just watching, then you know they're going to start calling for point B, where it's ID cards and checkpoints and where are your papers and all that. And then point C, which is what Jacob wants, which is concentration camps. Round them all up so we can watch them even better. My point is you're supporting that initial phase. And if they institute that initial phase, which they're doing, then they're just going to go on to phase 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we're all going to be, as you put it a few days ago, in padded little cells. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, bring it up. If you want to change the topic, do that. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Bit of an incendiary hour, Manwich.
Yes, it is.
Fascist pig.
Whatever.
Where are we going next?
Well, I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
You said previously that you wanted to do the top, the last of the top.
Did you find it?
Yes, I do have it.
Oh, okay. Well, to recap for those who were not listening Saturday night.
Okay.
What do we do?
On Saturday, we're going down the top 10 internet hoaxes and urban legends of 2004.
Right.
And we got from, you know...
And if you want to hear 10 through 4, you can listen to our Saturday archive, which is available for free to download at freetalklive.com. And we've been so busy with these phone calls, I've neglected plugging our website, freetalklive.com. You get the archives. You get, of course, live streaming. You get the archives. Where am I at? The bulletin board system, the chat room. I'm so distracted by your turn of...
whatever.
Fascist turnings here, your leanings, if you will.
The fact is, people are going to be racially profiled.
Chat room, BBS, all there at freetalklive.com and the Shrine of Female Listeners. So, again, log on. So, we've got 10 through 4 there. I don't know if you want to recap them. You can if you'd like. Otherwise, let's just do number 3.
Well, I
let's
can't
three,
recap
two,
them.
And 1. All right, let's just do 3, 2, and 1.
Number 3, internet hoax and urban legend of 2004. Penny Brown is missing. Not a month goes by without tens of thousands of people forwarding this heart-rending plea for information leading to the whereabouts of 9-year-old girl named Penny Brown.
This is one I've not heard.
Oh, I've gotten it. The problem is, she apparently you're not in the email circles of caring individuals. The problem is that she never existed in the first place. This distasteful hoax was launched in 2001 by an anonymous prankster and has circumnavigated the globe many times ever since then.
That's amazing.
With variants adding insult to injury by claiming Penny Brown originally was missing in Texas, Australia, Singapore, or Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for next year's version.
Wow.
Number 2.
Okay, number 2.
World's tallest woman. Even if the strapping female depicted in this set of forwarded images were really 7 feet 4 inches tall as accompanied by text claims, she'd fall 3 inches short of stealing the world's title of world's tallest woman from the real record holder, Sandy Allen. Still, at 6 feet 5 and a half inches, Heather cuts a fine figure, especially when posed in 6-inch heels besides male and female models chosen for their diminutive stature.
Okay.
So have you seen the picture of the tall woman?
Is it there? I'll have to look at it during the break.
Yeah.
What's number 1? Quick.
Okay. Attack of the camel spiders. Thanks to the ubiquity of digital cameras and wireless internet, the war in Iraq is the first to be documented instantaneously by soldiers on the ground. Among the earliest dispatches to make the rounds of inboxes back home was the photograph of a nasty-looking critter unfamiliar to most Americans, even though it can be found in the southwestern United States as well as the Middle East, called a camel spider.
Huh.
With a vertical leap that would make a pro basketball player weep with envy,
wow.
The anonymously written caption reads, "These bastards latch on and inject you with a local anesthesia so you can't feel it feeding on you." In reality, etymologists say camel spiders are neither venomous nor a threat to human safety.
But they can jump. That part's true?
That much is true. They can
Interesting.
Jump.
And are they really ugly and scary looking?
Well, you can look at the picture during the break.
All right, and
anybody who wants to look at the picture can go to the website at bbs.freetalklive.com.
That's correct.
Or just go to the freetalklive.com website and click on the BBS.
Yeah, and
I've got
it
posted up there.
Yeah, so you can look at the entire top 10 list and comment, as a matter of fact. That's the fun part of the bulletin board system. We're going to come back with hour number 2 in mere moments, and we'll talk about a potential ban on violent video games. It's to protect the children, of course.
Stay tuned, everybody.
U.S. Gold.